shall receive power. March 2. Repentance, the first fruit. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. Repentance is one of the first fruits of saving grace. Our great teacher, in his lessons to erring, fallen man, presents the life-giving power of his grace, declaring that through this grace, men and women may live the new life of holiness and purity. He who lives this life works out the principles of the kingdom of heaven. Taught of God, he leads others in straight paths. He will not lead the lame into paths of uncertainty. The working of the Holy Spirit in his life shows that he is a partaker of the divine nature. Every soul thus worked by the Spirit of Christ receives so abundant a supply of the rich grace that, beholding his good works, the unbelieving world acknowledges that he is controlled and sustained by divine power and is led to glorify God. There are those who, notwithstanding all the gracious invitation of Christ, continue to reveal ungodliness in their lives. To such ones, God says, "How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my Spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you." Repentance for sin is the first fruits of the working of the Holy Spirit in the life. It is the only process by which infinite purity reflects the image of Christ in his redeemed subjects. In Christ all fullness dwells. Science that is not in harmony with him is of no value. He teaches us to count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus our Lord. This knowledge is the highest science that any man can reach.